Blog Talk Radio.
No.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know held down anymore. Don't
you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm Larry here. Good show. Clocks Off production, y'all. Clocks Off production, y'all. Motor City Mafia, Young Money. God bless us once again, y'all, to come together and get a chance to be around one another, talk with one another. It's just a blessing all the way around the board. That's all I can say, you know. And main thing about it, I just wanted to make sure that I had started it off. And when I kicked it off, I want to kick it off tonight saying hello to each and every one of you all that's on the show. And I hope God is still blessing each and every one of you all forever. I don't ever want that to turn off, because we all need it, first of all. Moving right along. I sure wish a lot of you folks would that come on the show would come in and chime in a lot of times, and instead of sitting back listening to the singing people. And the reason I want that, because I like to hear y'all voices come in. That's what Uncle Larry like. I don't know what nobody else like, but that's what Uncle Larry like. And the reason I like that is because I've always been a people person. And, you know, I've enjoyed the game so much during my period of time that I have been a part of the race world. All these years, I just wanted to see a complete continuation of it. And the reason for that is because it's been so fantastic, you know, through the era that I came through, you know. I don't know how it's been for nobody else, but I'm hoping that y'all get a chance to experience it as much as me and a lot of other people have, you know, and get a chance to love the game as much as we have, you know. Oh, Lord, who's this? Brother Shake. 313-7173-7173. Come on in, caller.
Yeah, this Brother Shake and Bake
yeah.
In the house.
I know it. What's going on, Shake? What's happening, man?
Hey, man, just chilling. I'm lying. I just got back from the auto parts store, and I need to put these parts on. And I said, let me chime in the Larry show. And sure enough, you just came on. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just hanging in there, man. Had to kind of hurry up and pull things together, man, so I can get the show up tonight for the people that's not at the races. You know, it's quite a bit of racing going on. There's some going on in California. There's some going on here in, at 66, you know, and I'm glad to see these people go ahead on and get out there, man, and go on and enjoy themselves, man, and go watch them people do what they do, you know. You know, it makes all the difference in the world. When you go somewhere and them people going to perform for you, man. Them people, it's worth people paying for that, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, other than that, man.
Hey, I just got a phone call. I was on my way from the auto parts store, and I got a phone call, and I looked at the phone, and I said, who is this? Oh, this Teo. Teo, you know, because Teo's show come on after yours or right around the same time.
Right.
So I'm thinking he calling me, telling me he got some special person coming on the show, right?
No. Nope. Right.
He called me, and guess who he got on the phone with him? Three Love. I said, what the hell? Three Love on your line? He said, Three Love say, he's here in California. Where the fuck you at, bitch? I say, motherfucker, I'm here in Detroit. Where my goddamn ticket at, bitch? I damn Three Love been sneaked off to California, Larry. Didn't even tell me. You know, I got to have that ass now. I got to have that ass now.
Every year, man.
Take a break. I'm about to go to California. He should have called and told me. If you know what? I might have went on and drove out there and met him. But the Lord had something else going on for me this week and next week. So, but yeah,
okay.
Three Lug out there in California tonight. And then I heard Bodie had walked over. And he asked Bodie when is his next race, and he said in September. No, October. Next race is in October.
Yeah.
So I said, ain't that about nothing? Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, more than him down
there. Out there in Keller. Yeah, I didn't want to say nothing else, but Roy down there.
Yes, sir, they are. Well, down there, man, they're going to do what they do, man. That's what I was just talking to the people about, man. You know, get up and go on out and enjoy yourselves. But, see, it's hard for me to get it behind them because of the simple fact that when they're going to enjoy themselves, they're going to a festivity where they're going to see some performers. And if the performers is not performing, then they're going to kind of put a stunt on the people who want to go and, you know, do what they do, you know, so. We just need to get this thing clicking, man. We need to get it clicking, man, because I've been looking forward, and I was glad that the Lord blessed me and a whole lot of other people, man, to be here to see 2018, man, you know, because it ain't no guarantee, but because of the simple fact that we do make it, it's a thing where it's called enjoy yourself as long as you can while you can, man. You know, my mom always said, and that says she used to say, I tell her, well, you going fishing today? Well, I'm waiting on such and such. She said, baby, wait broke down the bridge. You know? It broke down the bridge, you know? So you can sit here and wait all you want to, but you better try to get up and tarry and go do what you got to do and enjoy yourself because, you know, enjoy yourself as long as you can while you can. And I'm just a firm believer in that, man. I am a firm believer in that shit, you know? And we want these people to get out and enjoy themselves. I can't tell nobody what to do, but I can tell them about what I have done, and I can tell them about what I have experienced. And I'm willing to accept what they'll tell me about what they experienced, you know, because it's all about us sharing the spirituality and the brotherhood and the fellowship with each other, man, as long as we can, you know. Enjoy ourselves. Enjoy each other, you know. But, you know, a lot of people, they got their own ways, man, and, you know, ain't nothing you can say. So we're going to just try to do what we got to do and do what we do, you know?
Right. We ain't gonna wait on that wait.
That's right. That's what you be doing. Every time you look up, you're in Texas. You're in Alabama. You're in Florida. You're in Georgia. You're in Arkansas. You know,
you're doing what you do, man. You enjoying yourself, and that's given to you, and that's what you do, you know. And hey, that's what it's all about, man. You know, like Kid and all that, man. Kid them enjoying themselves, man. Because I know every time this year, Kid and some of his friends, they get together, man. They go down to 66, man. And then you ask them, Kid, where you go? I want to watch some drag racing. You know, and that's what they do.
You're right, man. I'm not gonna wait on that bridge. I'm gonna do what I can while I can. I'm enjoying myself, and Larry, it's not just so much enjoying. You learn so much from different people, I can't tell right now. I'm not gonna say anything, but I found something that's gonna benefit me, and y'all just watch. I'm telling you, by me traveling and going different places, I think I struck a gold mine. But we'll see how things turn out, because the Lord is in the blessing business, and I'm trying to get to the front row.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Front row.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We all strive for that. But you know what, Shay? They say when the saints go boxing in, I want to be in that number. I ain't got to be the first one. Just let me get through the gate. That's all. I don't care where I'm at. Just let me through the gate. You know what I'm saying? So my thing with it is, we all strive for it, and a lot of us, we be successful. A lot of us don't be successful. And then you got others that is more fortunate than others, and so forth and so on. So the main thing we can do is just try to keep ourselves to a point where we keep on doing what we're doing. That's enjoying our lives, man.
I'm gonna do that, Larry. I'm planning on going to Bobby Wildchild's race. That's August 18th. I'm gonna go down there and support the brother, because he's been good to me, and I'm gonna show my appreciation back to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every week, I keep that in mind. Get some things taken care of. Get this out the way. So when that day comes, I'm rested, loaded, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Well, they got that old saying, Shay, and I'm a firm believer in it. That is a fair exchange. Ain't no robbery, man. I don't care where you go. A fair exchange. Ain't no robbery all over the world.
You're absolutely right.
Enjoy yourself, man. Enjoy yours. No doubt about it. That's what it was given to you, plus. You know. My thing is, I'm just kind of disappointed because, you know, we're not unionizing the way that we're supposed to unionize, you know. And my thing with that is, you know, the whole setting for the race game is a stage, man, and everybody plays a part in this, man. You know,
everybody.
A lot of folks will tell you that you don't. Yeah, a lot of people tell you that you don't play a part in this, but you can't let nobody tell you that, because it's a setting for this here. You know, it's a setting for the fans. It's a setting for the promoters. It's a setting for the racers. You know, and all these things are important. You know, everybody's a main ingredient in this thing, and we just need to put all these ingredients together, man. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, too. I've been pushing this thing for a long time, Shake. You know, a long time, Shake. I've been pushing this, man. And a lot of them say, well, Uncle Larry, who the hell is he? What the hell is he? You know, he ain't nobody. He ain't got no car. All this here, all different kind of stuff. You know, they're right. I do have a car. I don't have a race car, but I do have a car. And I have had race cars. I have raced, you know, in my era, I did. You know, so my thing with it is, I'm willing to get out the way and let the other people do their thing, but
I ain't having that. You like you just said, you are part of this. You are a part of this race game just like any other person. So you just got more history and more experience than a lot of us. So you can contribute just like anybody else. So hell with what they say, lad. Fellowship is the main thing. Hey, and I'm gonna tell you something. Over the years, since I've met you and since I've heard you talk about fellowship, it has, you have played an impact on some people, because now I'm starting to hear other people use that word more often. I really have. And I ain't going to call no names, but when they use it, I know it's playing effect on them. So you did your job. Just keep on pushing that fellowship.
It was an important thing, because where I came from, Shane, that's all we did every day. I came from out of Greenville, Mississippi, and I ain't ashamed. I didn't come from no California, no Florida, no Boston. I come from Greenville, Mississippi. You know, and I ain't ashamed to tell it. I know we went through a lot of things, but, hey, you know, whatever's in the plan, everybody going to go through what they got to go through. But my thing with it was, we all was close, though. You could stay in anybody's house. You could eat at anybody's house. 3:30, 4 o'clock in the evening, you see people walking down the street with their picnic baskets in their hand, man, holding hands, going to the park, spread their blankets, sit down, listen to the radios, enjoy each other. You know, all that stuff I come from. So I know what fellowship means. It ain't like I'm lost about it. It's a lot of people that don't know what fellowship means, but I know what it means, you know. And my thing is, Shake, I'm willing to give back the same thing that I'm able to receive, Shake. It don't take nothing to care about other people. It don't take nothing to be a friend to another person. It don't take nothing to love another person. It don't take no energy at all to do that, because it's given to us, you know. But if people want to take it and care somewhere else and care in another direction, then, you know, that's their privilege. But for the people that do want to do it, get out the middle of the road, man. Let them do their thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah.
You know? So I just want this whole thing to come together, man, because, you know, tomorrow it's going to be a couple of races that's going on tomorrow at US 41. You know, and I don't know how many other people are going to participate in it. You know, I want to inquire and ask, is anybody else planning on participating in it, because it's going to be a open thing, you know? So my thing with that, Shane,
anybody,
I'm trying to make it my business to be there too.
Anybody I know, Larry?
Brother Sham is supposed to race somebody, and Zabo's supposed to race somebody with a Camaro. You know, those are the two.
Zabo from Georgia?
No, Zabo from someone that was chatting like them.
Oh,
the one they gave him the name Zabo.
I think they called him something else, not Zabo. It's Zay.
They call him Zay and they call him Zabo.
Okay. I've heard the name Zay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they got a couple of races going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's open like street car chaos. You know, and we want to see some of them people show up for it. Hold on, man. We got somebody want to join us, man. 773-3033. Call in, man.
What's happening, Uncle Larry?
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. Man,
yeah.
Shake and bake. You may know Zay by his nickname. Like,
what's that?
Rim. Or Giotto Zay is what they call him. So that's what they, if you know him from, if you know him and you know him from Facebook, that's his name on Facebook. Or Giotto Zay. So there's Zay, that's
okay.
Cadillac them, you know, Cadillac them little guy. I think that's
okay.
His nephew. His nephew. But man, tomorrow should be a real good day at 41.
Okay.
Yes, it should.
I might have met him or might have seen him. I've been there in Chicago so many times.
Zay always travels. So when you see Zay, you gonna see Zay pretty much help Tatum him out. He got his own car. But when Zay down now, you know, he helped Tatum him out. Yeah, Zay, the light skin, he got a little freckles in his face with the braids.
He always up front gambling.
So I mean, if anybody, you would definitely know him for that reason. But when you see him, I'm pretty sure you'll know exactly who he is.
Okay.
You saw him in Florida, Shake. But me and you was down in Florida. Yeah, you saw Zay down there. Yeah, him and
Chadwick
was together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pawn
be with him too, Uncle Larry, from the East
Side.
Right. If you know Big Pun, then you definitely know Zay, because they always together. So like I say, on tomorrow it should be a good day at 41, man. The weather, if everything hold out, the weather forecast said it was supposed to be a little rain here, but it didn't say anything about Indiana. So if the weather holds out, I'm pretty sure them brothers are going to be turning the break loose then. And, you know, for anybody that can come out, if you got some time to spare, man, come on out and have a little fun.
Right. That's what's up, man. The weather done changed and got good for us, so I need to take advantage of it, because in a couple of minutes it'll be back cold again.
Hey, but all I can tell you is from what I heard on the phone last night, I want to say that Brother Big Sham and Brother Leroy on the 23rd, the championship engagement, I'm pretty sure that's going to be the turning point of it all. I want to say that just like Uncle Larry said last night. I believe that once that race comes full circle, I believe they're just going to be getting at it after that. So I'm looking forward to shifting our direction as well. I'm looking for everything to be situated with me so I can get back out there myself and participate and not just talk about it. So, you know, they got a rule. If you ain't got no pressure, don't say nothing. So I ain't been saying too much or nothing, but I'm shortly to be making my arrival. So everything is everything, and just so he can hear it if he listens to the show, because I know Melvin Cooney listens to the show. Hey, Melvin, won't be long. It won't be long. Hey, Uncle Larry, it won't be long.
Hey, nephew, I can hear him saying now, I'm going on mute.
two booze to make it do what it do, Uncle Larry. So definitely, you know, just seeing Mr. Coney. Because he promised me something. So I'm definitely going to be looking for him in the daytime with a flashlight. But Uncle Larry Angle, you know, I just wanted to come on and you know, support the show. And I'm sitting on standby.
One thing you know about this show, nephew, the doors is always open, man. You ain't hear me shut down. You don't hear me shut nobody off. I mean, if somebody gets erratical and want to come in and disrespect everybody, then I don't have no alternative but to, you know, shut them out, because that ain't what this is about. We want to come in and we want to have a conversation about the race game. We want to see if we can get somebody to lock in some races. We want to get these guys in gear, so far and so on. And that's what we be about, and I'm having our fun, you know. And the door's always open over here, nephew, you know, and that's the way they're going to be as long as Uncle Larry is the host of the show. You know, so anytime.
Hey, well, guess what, Uncle Larry? That was something you didn't even have to tell, nephew, you know. You didn't have to tell me that. I already know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I definitely appreciate it, though, you know. But like I say, it should be a great day tomorrow at 41. Be there. B square. You know, be there or B square. You never know. But I will say this, Uncle Larry. I will say this. I'm just going to give a nod. I'm going to give a nod to a couple of brothers, and I ain't going to speak their name, but they know exactly who I'm talking to. And ain't nobody seen them in a minute. But I guarantee you, they better have their sunglasses on tomorrow and their binoculars, because they damn sure going to see them tomorrow. And they ain't coming with their 2 feet. They coming with them four tires. I'm going to say it one more time. They ain't coming with 2 feet. They coming with four. They coming with four tires. And I'm talking about the ones that turn the light on. So to them guys, and they know exactly who they are, man. I wanna first take the time to thank them, man, for getting themselves situated. They ain't said nothing. They ain't been talking. They ain't been going back and forth. They was concentrating on getting their program together. And I got the word today that the program together. So they'll be at 41 on tomorrow, looking to do a little something. Well, whoever want to do a little something.
Yes, sir. Well, nephew and Shay, I've been waiting on having a topic and being able to talk about what's really going down in our hometown. I ain't going to say I'm tired of talking about what somebody else do, but they always told me charity begins at home and it spreads abroad. So I'm going to talk about what these guys doing now, you know. And, you know, the other guys, they're going to do what they do, man, because, one, they travel too far. Two, they're going to compete. Three, they're going to represent. Four, they're going to try to make money. You know, and those are the ingredients that it takes to do this. So I feel like these guys have the same ingredients too, you know, but I can't feel for them, but I can only feel for the way that I feel like that is supposed to go down, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just hoping everything going and falling in place, y'all. That's what Uncle Larry looking forward to.
Hey, Uncle Larry, I got a quick question for you, and I just want to know, because I know you would know. Have you've heard anything about Dino Don, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
I just wanted to take this time if anybody from Dino Don's family is on the phone. I just want to take this time out and send condolences to the family, letting y'all know that we love y'all and we're praying for y'all. And if y'all need anything, you know how to reach us. We're a phone call away. We are one close-knit family, and when we lose one person, it don't just affect one person, it affects everybody. And I know Dino Don personally. He was a very, very, very good person. He would give you the shirt off his back, but he was a very competitive person as well. So once again, condolences to the family and loved ones and the kids of Dino Don.
Oh, nephew, we lost. I'm sorry, I just got back on. I had to click over. Would you say we lost Dino Don?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And he was out of Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I didn't know him, but, our prayers go out to him, to his family and everyone involved. Seems like every time we lose a race, buddy, I kind of my voice slows down and I kind of get mixed up. But I know their family is grieving right about now, so it's in God's hand, and ain't nothing I can do about it. But God is always in control, and He knows what to do. Those are His children. When he decides to take his children home with him, he's more than welcome. I know we have to learn to get used to it and detach away from it. Physically detached, but not spiritually. They are always in our prayers. They're always in our dreams and always in our hearts.
Hey, listen, hey, Sheikh. I want to take the time to do this too, Sheikh. Real talk. Hey, because I know the other day, even though he's not here in the physical, he's still here. In spirit.
Shake down! Exactly. Shake down! Shake down!
man.
Exactly.
Happy heavenly birthday, man, to Mr. Detroit Hood himself. The other day was his birthday, man. So definitely wanted to get that out my system. So like I say, not here in the flesh, but here in spirit. And as long as I can say the word shakedown, I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah, that was my boy. That was my boy.
Who you like?
Yes,
man. His spirit's gonna go on with us.
Yes, what do you say? Never pick a G-body over a Mustang.
Yeah, that's what he used to say.
Hey, listen, man, we didn't definitely lost a lot of good pioneers to this game, man. And for anybody that ever lost a loved one or anybody that's close knit to this racing game, man, we gonna hold all y'all up in prayer, and we gonna continue to pray for each other, and hopefully, you know, I know God listen to everything, and man, I just hope and pray that this race season, anybody that's traveling these byways and highways, man, I pray them safe travel, and I pray them, you know, if they drive in a car, I ask God to put a hedge over them, man, and keep them safe. Going to these racetracks, whether you're on an airplane, train, or in a car, if you happen to get in a car and go down the track, I pray God, you know, put his hand across you and keep you safe, man, to and fro, man, from here on and to the rest of your life, man. That's definitely something we definitely need to focus on, because prayer is a very big thing sometimes. But a little prayer could change a whole lot of stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's right. Well.
Hey, I'm Larry. When you be shooting them pool balls across the table, do you be on the big tie or on the little tie?
I'll be on the big time, man. I'll be on the big tie. I don't want to fool around and blow my ties off. You know what I'm saying?
Larry said he leave a big footprint. He got time for a little small tap tap.
Hey, well, yes, listen, I ain't gonna ask him if he's going to the eighth with a big tie. I know he's going out the back door.
I'm going out the back door.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Going out the back door. It ain't over till it's over. I'm going out the back door. Yes, sir. So you can turn them dogs loose. Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm just at a point where I want to try to keep things so organized where people understand that this is what we do. You know, we do this. You know, and we want to have a reason to do what we do. You know, and I know it's a whole lot of goodness in what we do. You know. But different strokes for different folks. So I never let myself get caught up into the other part of it. I just try to be, you know, where it takes place at. That's it. That's what we all drag race for. You owe me what?
I owe you 30 cents.
You owe me 60 cents.
No.
Okay.
I gave him a dollar and
oh shit. Yeah. Hi. But my thing with it is, man, I just wanna do what it takes to enjoy myself and see others enjoy themselves. So gotta take care of that.
Okay, I'm back.
Just do what you do. Yeah. But we got a lot of people out tonight that's out enjoying the festivities, y'all. And, you know, we just want to get to a point where y'all can do the same thing. Y'all can come and enjoy the festivities. So we're going to keep on striving for this. We're going to keep on putting for it. I know I am. I give out before I give up. You know, so. Because it's so much fun. Me and Sugar Bake live in Michigan. I live in Chicago. And me and Sugar Bake meet on the highway going to different places. And we stop and enjoy ourselves, and then we go on to the festivities and enjoy ourselves. You know? He be in his car, I be in mine. And we meet up at a rest area or something somewhere. And after we get everything together, we out of there. We roll it again.
Yeah.
We done did quite a bit of traveling, y'all, running to one another going down there. And when we go, we enjoy ourselves. That's what we do.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that again. We're going to do that again,
yes,
Larry,
sir.
When we go down by the Wild Child's Way. We can meet up again same place, and head on down.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me answer this call. One of the guys from Indiana.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But nephew, you gone yet? Yeah, he's probably gone now. Lady on mute. But anyway, y'all, you know, it's going to be it's going to be some action going on tomorrow, y'all, US 41. You know, the grand finale, we know that's coming in June, but, you know, we're trying to get y'all to go. We don't want to have to sit around and just wait on an event to happen for us to get together and do what we do. You know, that's not even none of our trademarks. You know, we get down when they're ready to get down, you know. So, you know, we're trying to pull all this stuff back in place, y'all. And I hope it works. I hope I get a chance to see it work too also, you know, because it's so much fun. It's so enjoyable, so pleasurable, you know. Boy, if y'all have been back the other time, boy, them U.S. 30 days, boy, y'all would have been hooked. You wouldn't want to go home, because a lot of time we didn't want to go home, but we had to go because, you know, that time was coming around. But when we got home, we turned around and continued on and kept on racing. You know, that's just it. I'm wondering how everything turned out since I didn't make this decision. Oh, man, what I done did. Can y'all still hear me? Got to get back in, y'all. I didn't come out of there some kind of way or another. Ain't going to take me but a second to get back in. Y'all hold on 1 second. If y'all can hear my voice. Studio should be back in 1 second.
Hey, Larry, I'm back.
Yes, mate.
I met a guy in Indiana, in Annapolis, and I told him to call in on your show. And he's an older cat, and he got a couple of race cars, and you'll see a number to pop up on the board, a 317, I think it is, a 314 number.
Well, right now, Shane, I can't even see the board. I'm trying to get back in.
Huh?
I'm having complications right now. Get back in. Okay. Now I'm back in. I'm back in,
okay.
Now, Shane. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening with this blog talk thing, man. No, but I'm back in.
Yeah, you'll see a 317 number, 9139.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so far I haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, I just caught him at home, and he.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good tomorrow, don't you?
The weather wise.
US 41. Supposed to be pretty good tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they can make it real good. They can make it real, real good. All they got to do is go and be about what they're supposed to be about.
Right. Did Lil Will ever lock in a race with somebody over there?
No. Not that I know of. Yeah, not that I know of.
Okay.
I know Chuck. Chuck wanted them to be locked in, you know. We got somebody else here with us, 708-0482.
What's up,
708-0482. What's going on, baby boy?
Ain't nothing going on. Just checking in and see what's happening. You know?
I just finished speaking your name, man.
Oh, yeah? What happened? What I do wrong now?
You ain't getting nothing wrong. Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, had anything going on over this way. And so far, I told him no, but the Chuck waiting on him to see if you want to get a little something on. Chuck will be his huckleberry.
What's up, Chuck?
You know,
what up? What up, Shaking State?
Make it well done. Just as long as you make it well done. I don't like my shit wrong.
Call your Shaking State.
that's what my uncle called me.
What's going on tomorrow, Uncle Lab? What's going on tomorrow?
I've got a few grudges going on tomorrow, and they got something going on like Streetcar Chaos now, you know. So we're just going to see how those guys really going to try to entertain it, you know. Entertain. Let me see who this is calling me. I'll be right back.
Okay. So what's up with you, Chucky?
Same shit, different day. You know that.
I heard that. You ain't got you no duck. You ain't found you no duck then fell in the pond or nothing, man.
No, man, can't, you know. I put the hook in the water, they ain't biting, so you know.
Gotta change your bait.
I just wait, you know. Don't let something to come up soon. That's for sure.
Yeah. What race is going on right now, Chuck?
Nothing.
This is a downtime. What's the name is what? June 2nd, ain't it? Or June 9th?
Today is June 2nd, man. Come on, man. Wake up.
No. I'm saying what's his name? Race is June 2nd or the 9th? Which one was it? Mike Hill, was it the 2nd or the 9th?
That's been canceled.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Man, I'm a talk show host, man. I don't know where your information coming from, Shake. Man.
Hey, man. You
supposed to be telling us this.
Why? Who am I supposed to be telling this? Y'all supposed to give me the information so I can put it out on the air.
You got the talk show. Yeah, I don't know.
I ain't doing no talk show right now. I went and got some damn parts and ain't put them on. I just got back from the auto parts store. And I said, let me call in and support Larry's show.
And then you ain't going to put them damn parts on while them chicken wings sitting there next to you.
I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you what chicken. Ain't no chicken wings here. It's some a bottle of water and a bag of funky potato chips.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
That is gonna stop you from eating it. I mean, from working.
Hey, say everybody knows you, David. Everybody know you dangerous on that wang, man. How they know you dangerous on that wang?
Actually, they don't, Larry. They just trying to make us look good. They just want to talk. They don't know nothing about that. They just want to get in the Wayne business.
Lad,
Chuck don't know, cause when I went over his house, he ain't offer me no food. Come offer me a damn.
Oh, man.
I gave his ass
a beer, and that was it.
didn't even give me a wing or some potato salad or some barbecue. It could have been some leftover barbecue.
Hey, if your ID don't say this address, that means your ass can't eat here.
You gotta catch him in the street.
Uh oh. Somebody up his hand came up. 708-0313. 708-0313. Come over here, caller.
What's up, Uncle Larry? Chuck?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on, Joe?
I'm just giving y'all a race update. John Forrest crashed into the wall. He will not be participating tomorrow. So if you're going to the track, 66, Forrest will not be a part of it.
Y'all mess it up bad?
Yeah, he tore it up. He scraped it all the way down the track.
Oh, man. He's all right, though, ain't he?
I guess, you know, fireball in the face here and there. He got a fire suit on.
Okay.
So he should be all right. Yeah. Hey, he was racing his daughter.
Huh?
When he hit the wall. Yeah, he was racing against his daughter when he was hitting the, when he hit the wall.
Damn. Well, at least he lived to fight another day, but I hate to hear you tear up that doggone car.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get another one of those.
With no problem.
Right. He could get another one of those.
So his daughter driving race car?
Two of his daughters I know of. One drive a funny car. And
Rob.
Yeah.
Rob. Don't answer Shake and Bake.
Man, fuck Chuck, man.
Why you say that, Uncle Chuck? Why you not gonna answer Shake and Bake, Uncle Chuck?
Something wrong with Chuck. Chuck is a hater, and he a shit starter.
Things that are known should never be explained. Anybody don't know them three damn girls he got driving, they ain't involved in racing.
We're talking about John Ford's daughter.
Ashley,
Courtney, and Shake and Bake Force.
I ain't never said I do, but don't listen to Chuck. Chuck's just a hater.
Man,
if he hurt his car, you know he got money. He'll put that sandwich back together in a heartbeat and be right back out there.
He probably already got a second car on the trailer. You just gonna swap him out.
With that kind of money, he can do that.
Y'all got another call of y'all, 773-0537. Come on in, caller.
What's happening, y'all? What's going on tonight?
Oh, man, that's Mr. Walmart himself, goddammit. Mr. Walmart.
What's up, Big Mark? What's happening, Rob? How y'all guys doing tonight, man? Hey,
good,
you going to 66 tomorrow? I don't think so. I think I'm going to go to 41, man. Rob. I'm gonna waste some money. Go see them. Ain't no wrong with going to watch 15 to 20 second cars, whatever. That ain't no wrong. I mean, that race is 66. That's gonna be on ESPN come tomorrow. Ain't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I go live.
It's gonna be on ESPN.
Yeah, so I can watch that from my truck while I'm up there. Hey,
Big Mark, you can watch the race at 41 on YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Facebook.
It's only going to take 20 seconds.
It's only one difference, Rob. Mark's going to watch goods races, and you're going to watch paid class races.
Yeah, only one. And the biggest difference, Chuck, I get to sit there and watch racing all day. I ain't got to sit around and hope that the race is going to take off or a lockup paid off. It's going to be racing.
Hey, but y'all missing the most important thing. We both going to be where we want to be.
Yes,
I like that.
There you go, Rob. Say that again. There you go, Mark.
What you call him now?
Yeah, I like
Walmart.
That.
Hey, Rob.
You're not ducking nobody in person, are you?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm
6'4", 400.
I couldn't imagine ducking nobody.
Uh-oh.
Big Mark said he's 6'4", 400 pounds. I don't know where he get 400 from. I don't know all that chicken he was eating the other day. He probably made it to like 375 or something. I don't know about 400.
Well, you don't touch the weights, Bob, but, you know, it stays in there somewhere.
Yeah. But yeah, Chuck, if you want to see some good racing, go to 66 tomorrow.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Hey, Rob, how much is it tomorrow? $75 or something
$75.
I don't know where to call.
Bullshit.
What's happening, everybody?
What's happening, kid?
What's up, kid?
Not much.
Kid, right?
You've been watching racing all day long, kid.
Kid, you know I am.
What's up,
drag race that one for me, eh?
So what, Mark?
You about to drag out when you leave the
house. Shit. Ties all outdoors.
Hey, kid, but that's a good tie.
Yeah.
You got wealth and your money worth and then your enjoyment. I'm tired of
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
That's a wonderful thing to say.
See,
sometimes you might go to a track, I ain't gonna say what kind of racing it is, and you be like, God damn, I drove all the way out here for this shit.
I'm gonna tell you about me. See, I give a shit about a motherfucker posting the time or not. It don't make me no motherfucking difference. All I want to do
there
is see two motherfuckers go down the side by side.
There you go. I like that. See, you can't call bullshit on that one, nephew. Can't call bullshit on that one. So that's real.
Nephew gone.
Oh, what's up?
Rob, the brother was selected.
hey, Rob, you say Chuck next.
Yeah, Chuck got to get it. So since nephew gone, I got to pass it to Chuck.
You know, Rob, I don't knock him. You know, I'm just saying. I give a shit about a motherfucker posting the time or not.
Hey, I don't like it neither. It's just a great debate. That's all. It's a great
all
debate.
All I want to see is two motherfuckers going down the side by side or whatever. May the best man win.
There you go. Time shows or no time shows at all.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Not at all. It's called that feeding that competitive, that feeling. Feeding that competitive feeling.
Well, I can always sit in the stands and bet people got them my dollars or two or whatever I'm going to bet.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So it is what it is, you know.
So, kids, you just want to see some rape. You want to see race.
That's all.
That's all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, whether you post your time or not, it don't make me no motherfucking difference.
Right.
That's race.
As long as them two is getting it in.
Yep.
Hey, I like that reaction time. I like to see him tear that tree down.
Yep.
Like to see lives.
Only thing about it for me, kids, I'm gonna go for the quantity. To see, I'm gonna go to the drag. I want to see quantity.
Yeah.
I have a choice.
Oh yeah.
That's what it's all about.
You know, I go to the girls' race to support, you know, whoever or whatever. But you know, like I said, I give a shit about a motherfucker's time.
Rob, you doing betting?
Huh?
Were they doing any betting where you were at?
You know what? I was inside the tower, so I was looking at the times. I was looking over the shoulder of the timekeeper.
Oh, okay.
I'm a throw doctor at a class race.
Oh, man.
I'm
a hey, they say you can't be in this tower. I had to show him my armband. You know what I'm saying? I had to show him my armband. I said, yeah, I can. And I could look over your shoulder at the time. Now, you just say it'd be better if you just look up. I was like, oh, shit, that's right. I ain't at a grudge, man. I'm at a class place.
Oh, man.
Call me Mr. Throat Doctor.
Throat Doctor.
Yeah, hey, kid, I was looking at the 60-foot. I was looking at the 330, the 8. I was looking at the reaction time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I was looking at it all. Dude, I even tried to take the mic from the guy that was announcing.
Oh, man.
They said I was going too far.
Yeah.
I was screaming out, Big Mark, is you out there?
Yeah, you know, today I should have. I didn't do a damn thing today. I sure could have came out there.
Yeah, my dad got some tickets for the tower for sale for tomorrow because he said he ain't going to go. He got two tickets. I don't know if he sold them or not. He said he's going to give a deal on both of them. I see Kyle City Cal at the tower, too. He was thrown back in a little bit.
Well, you know, it seems like a lot of that people with fans or whatever, they want to turn around and go where they can sit down and relax and watch racing all day. You know, ain't nothing wrong with them. You know, ain't nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
At all,
and I didn't even get sunburn, Uncle. I ain't getting no sunburn.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, this would have been a beautiful night to be out there, huh?
Oh, well, a beautiful day.
Nice breeze. Tomorrow's
supposed to be about 73 degrees.
Hey, Rob, the last time we went, it wasn't in the 90s. I couldn't stay up
there. Yeah, it was burn your ass up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was last year, I think.
Yeah. This year was nice little breeze. Enjoying.
Yeah.
Enjoying.
Hey, can I tell you something, kid?
Yeah.
Hey, I took my son out to the track.
Uh-huh.
And, yep. You know, they had that reaction time thing.
Right.
And
yep.
I fucked his ass up on that tree.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 003 to a 47. Killed him.
You know what they call that, don't you? You know what
What's
they call that? They call that child abuse. Call that
yeah,
child
you
abuse.
Know. You know, they was walking around saying, why would you do that to your own son? And then I took him to the motorcycle, and he got pissed off at me because he said I distracted him.
Oh, yeah, okay. I saw that yesterday.
Hey, Rob, do y'all see Cadillac out there, man? I ain't seen Cadillac or heard nothing from Cadillac in a while. Y'all see them out there?
You know what? I gave the Cadillac call, but he didn't answer. I said, He didn't answer. That's why they took the mic from him. He said, you know, I ain't going to be at no track.
No, you'll probably see him next month when they have the car show out there with the muscle cars and shit. You might see him then.
Okay. Yes, sir.
But all these folks out there, they were drag racers, so he wouldn't be out there.
Oh, man. Come on, kid.
Yeah, I'm like the umpire. I call it like I see it.
Yes, indeed.
Hey,
well, I know one
know
thing.
Boy, don't go ahead.
Go ahead. Go on. I was just messing around.
I just want to know if anybody knew what time the boy's supposed to get in the stadium lane at 41 tomorrow.
No, I couldn't tell you, Mark.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're going to be open around 9:10 tomorrow. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they probably ain't going to get in the lanes till they're ready to close.
Yes, indeed. Boy, it's a lot of people at the track. A lot of people went to the track today. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, they're at the PDRA show up there in Martin.
Yeah. Well, we just hope that the things, you know, get a little bit better. Hey, kid, Dino Don's homecoming is Wednesday.
Huh?
Dino Don homecoming is Wednesday.
No, I think today it was all over today.
It was?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Sure hate that man. I'll miss my brother, man.
Hey, old Dino.
Old Dino Don. Ain't no telling what Cooking Letter at, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cooking Letter might be at the track or something. Knowing him. He ain't gonna be still.
Hey, Uncle Larry, why you gonna tell that story? You know he ain't at the track. He behind the
door
sitting in the weeds.
What up, Chip?
So you gonna put him in the weeds, Chuck?
Yeah, he in the weeds back there somewhere. You know he ain't in no thing, right?
In the bushes.
You coming out tomorrow, Uncle Larry?
Yeah, I might as well, Chuck. Come on out, let's see what's gonna happen, man. I want to see them pull it together, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
They got a time schedule for them boys, Chuck, or you don't know?
I don't even know who's running. Who's supposed to run?
I don't know. I heard they're supposed to have a couple of them.
Michelle's supposed to be running, I think, Jeremiah. And one of the Monte Carlo, but the Monte Carlo, and then Lil Zay is supposed to be running some guy with a Camaro, you know. And hopefully everybody else falling in line since it's a streetcar chaos, you know. So we're looking forward to
Streetcar. Let me go see if we can get one of these cars out the garage and start some shit tomorrow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what you're there for, to start some shit. Yes, sir. That's what it's there for, to start some shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out there. Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
You talked to 2020 today.
2020.
You know who 2020 is. I just want y'all to recognize that's his new code name, 2020. Barbara Walters special.
Yeah, buddy.
2020 gonna try to make it out tomorrow.
Yeah, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it.
Okay.
I got somebody coming in here now. 267-6843. Come on in, bro.
What's up, Uncle Larry?
What's going on,
man?
Finish y'all, huh?
Ain't nothing. What's up, kid? What's up, Chuck? Hey, Chuck laughing. What's going on, but I don't even know if I want to know.
I was just asking Uncle Larry, have you seen 2020? That's all.
Oh, man, you got to stop that. Leave him, man. Big Eddie alone.
I know he ain't on the show, Chuck, although he had his hand would have been way up in the air.
Yeah. He's doing the right thing. He's staying away.
Keep his hand down.
Yeah. Oh, he took it down. Okay, all right.
No, I say keeping his hand down.
It was a late night for me tonight. I said, let me just come on and support real quick. I missed it the past couple of weeks. You know, I had to holler at you, Uncle Larry.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I know for sure. If you got a chance to make it, you'll be here. Well, I don't never worry about it, because when you can make it, you're going to be here. Ain't no doubt about it.
I'm surprised he made it. They were partying, goddamn, over there in Philly.
Yeah. I stopped off real quick. One of my aunts had a little party real quick. I stopped off to holler at her. Yeah, little shindig.
Yeah, but.
Hey, John, how did y'all thing turn out, John?
What's that?
The race.
Which one are you talking about down there at the DMV?
Yeah.
when they had the I didn't make it down there. I had a couple other things to do in the car and get ready, so a couple other things popped up at the last minute. But they said it turned out pretty decent, you know what I mean? It wasn't mad, you know. Said it turned out pretty decent, so you know. We'll see.
I thought you went on down there and enjoyed yourself, but you will when you can.
I definitely would have liked to have made it down here, but, you know what I mean, bills got to get paid, and when that dollar call, you got to grab it.
You got that right, sir. That's right. Yep, you got that right. If you don't grab that dollar, then you're going to be sitting on the Winter National Show all winter.
Say that's right. Sounding good and warm. Sounding good and warm up until it warm up. As soon as it warm up, you don't hear shit.
You right. So we get 80 degrees, put the car in the body shop for the summer, chassis shop for the summer. You know.
Yeah.
All kind of excuse.
Hey,
Philly. I heard last night the man ran to the garage door just so he couldn't race last night.
Hey, Chuck, I was crying. Nah,
oh, man. Oh, man.
Not a garage door.
Hey, they come up with some good ones. Oh, man.
Hey, man. You know, I guess whatever works for them, you know what I mean?
If I may, I'd like to take this moment to recognize the contribution of the two weekend co-hosts with their participation in Uncle Larry's show today. Hey, we thank you, and keep doing the good shit.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you very much. Look, I should have spoke to him ahead of time. I didn't know he was on here. Maybe he would have let me live. I ain't know Mark was on here.
Mark, my man. Mark, you know, groceries ready for the track tomorrow. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I'll figure out something, man. I might have something in there.
I know you is.
coming up to Martin, Michigan. Anybody know about that?
Yep.
When is that, kid, you know?
Hold on, let me check this calendar right quick.
Yep.
That's the same weekend Big Sham and Leroy's race.
Yeah.
Okay. Super Chevy both days, though, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be able
Saturday
to make
and
both.
Sunday. Yep.
Yep.
Martin ain't no more than about 150 miles, 160 miles from Chicago, no way.
Right. I might leave straight from 41 and go get a room out there.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's all. while y'all are doing that, got a little commercial, y'all.
Just be thankful for what you got.
Y'all hear that? Master, just be thankful for what you got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. I know one thing. Talk to everybody, y'all. Get out and go support these brothers. I'm pretty sure there's going to be something going on, y'all. I can't say exactly when it's going to jump off, but, you know, you got to, all the way you can win it, you got to be in it. So, let's try to support these guys. And we know some races are going to be going on. I can't tell you how many, but I know it's going to be something going on, and it might be a whole bunch of some. We never know, so.
Yeah.
Let's get up, y'all, and go out and support these guys.
Shit could kick off.
Yes, sir.
I hate to see it repeated last year, man. Everybody show up, and don't hardly nobody do anything.
Yeah. I'm about Will Simmons, that on out. Shit, I like that.
Cadillac will be down there then.
you have some of the big shot vendors there, like the guy that sells all the good heavy race straps, and the weather strip guy, the Camaro restoration people will be out there.
Okay.
Normally, the guy with the new GM tires, he's out there with his crew. The alternator guy, and I mean, plenty of vendors around, man. It's a good swap meet. I think it's gonna probably cost like $5 to get in, but you gotta get there early, because if you get there late, you might need a golf cart to get over to the entrance.
I heard that.
I go there every year.
Yep. Okay. You'll be able to see Cadillac down there.
And, man, if there's any kind of parts you're looking for, you got a good chance of finding them. Rim, seats, motors, head, and the guy's network. You ain't necessarily got to buy it today. The guy might have it at home in his garage. But you go out there and network with them guys, man. Ain't no telling what you end up with.
Oh, yeah.
You might have some stuff in your garage. The space, I think 12-foot space is something like $25.
Yeah.
Set it there, set up your own little table and chairs and sell your stuff. So your junk might be somebody else's gold. You never know.
Always.
So you say, you might need a golf cart, Big Mark?
No. I'm going to be there early. I'm going to be parked right by the front door somewhere.
No, I say if you get there late, you might need a golf cart.
Oh, yeah, if you get there late, it's out there at a Piatone Fairgrounds. If you get there late, you're not going to be able to park in the fairgrounds, but it's parking across the street from the place. And some of the people that live in the area, for a little fee, let you park on their front yard if you want to try to get as close as you can.
It's best to be there early.
Yeah. Yeah, like they say, definitely the early bird catches the worm there. Good example, I was there took some stuff there a couple years ago. I had a fan shroud from my 69 Camaro, and it had a little crack in it. I was about to throw it in the alley in the garbage. So I was like, man, you know what? I threw it in the back of the truck, and that was actually the first piece I sold at the swap meet. Man gave me $25.
Hey.
I was about to throw in the garbage a half hour before it.
Now, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Let's pay down 57, ain't it, Mark?
Yes, it's easy to get to, man. Straight down I-57.
Yeah.
You get off at the Piatone Wilmington exit, and you're headed east to the fairgrounds. You're going to see a gas station, a McDonald's, and in the fairgrounds is maybe about a half a mile, three-quarter mile down on your left.
Right.
You'll see all the cars. You won't. Once you get there, you know you're there. You see all the cars, and then you look over to your left, you see the fairgrounds. You know you're there.
Yeah, well, I can if I don't, get lost, whatever, I can always call Cadillac and ask, do you know where a car show at, swap me anywhere around here.
Damn, kid. So what you trying to say, kid? That's the swap meet king.
What's been
that's
said
con,
doesn't
that's
have
con,
to be
that's
repeated
the con
anymore.
Show king.
Yes, sir. I ain't going to bust a grape in Miss Welch's backyard.
Oh, man. That watching kid Cadillac might be in the bush.
Yeah, he might be listening.
Hey, was that shake and bake I just heard real quick?
Yeah. What's up, Philly?
What's up, Shake?
I'm back on ground right now, man. I ain't flying right now. I'm fueling up though. I'm fueling up.
Oh man, and got your wings clipped, huh?
Yeah, got the wings clipped. I'm grounded right now.
kid. It won't be long. So I need to come down and rest for a minute. What's been up with? Hey Philly, I seen your post. Congratulations to all your blessings, man. It's coming your way. I seen your with the car washes and stuff. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Shake. You know what I mean, just trying to make it happen so I can do something better. You know what I mean?
Hey, what I always say, keep God first in everything you do, bro. And he'll keep raining on you.
Yes, sir. Every morning. That's first.
How my sister doing?
Well, she doing lovely. You know what I mean? 100% better. You know what I mean? Got a little ways to go, but she definitely way better than, you know what I mean, what she was going through before. So.
Yeah. Well, tell her I asked about her.
I sure will.
Who getting in and out of the car? Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry. Good.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
That 319 number that 317 number didn't pop up.
No, never yet.
I wonder why he didn't call in. He probably just listening. I wanted him to come on and introduce everybody to him, so when he come on, he can, you know, he can always put his two cent in and talk about certain subjects.
Yeah. Well, I held down for a while because I'm gonna check the show off early tonight. I got something I need to go take care of that's important for me to be able to do what I got to do tomorrow. So I wanna come on here and take this everything kind of show, y'all. Appreciate everybody that came on the show tonight, y'all, and. Hey, y'all, let's get out and try to be important. We hoping that everything falls in place, y'all. You know, and I hate to keep saying the same thing over and over, but I'm trying to see this myself. I ain't just saying this, you know, just for myself. I'm saying this to all of us because I know that everybody that's on the shows and everybody that shows up, they coming to see a good performance. They coming to enjoy themselves and so far as well. And that's why I always put that song, Family Reunion, because that's all it really is. It's just a family gathering, a reunion, and we're going to enjoy ourselves and relax. You know, we're going to do what we do. So at the same time, I'm going to say God bless every one of you all. And I hope that they keep on being good for each and every one of you all. All my brothers and my sisters and stuff, God bless each and every one of y'all. And with that being said,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth to be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard.